Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
July 3, 1806. Going their separate ways. Over the last 2 days, while resting up at Traveler's Rest in the Lolo Hot Springs, the captains and the men have finalized their plans for the expedition's separate explorations. Lewis will take one group of men and explore the Marias River, while Clark takes another group to have a look at the Roche Jaune, or Yellowstone River. Now that they're over the Bitterroot Mountains, the journey for everyone will be, generally, downhill. Both parties will have adventure-filled trips as they travel across the plains toward the Missouri River. Today, July 3, as the party splits and proceeds on toward its separate tasks, Captain Lewis writes,
"All arrangements being now completed for carrying into effect the several schemes we had planned for execution on our return, we saddled our horses and set out. I took leave of my worthy friend and companion, Captain Clark, and the party that accompanied him. I could not avoid feeling much concern on this occasion, although I hoped this separation was only momentary. I proceeded down Clark's River, 7 miles, with my party of 9 men and 5 Indians. Here the Indians recommended our passing the river, which was rapid and 150 yards wide. Captain Meriwether Lewis, July 3, 1806.
Fording this river is no easy task. Lewis and the Indians made rafts of a sort to carry their baggage across, and the Indians fashioned elk-skin bags to float their goods across. The horses were made to swim. Lewis's party proceeded down this river, which the Indians called Kokalalishkit, interpreted to mean the river of the road to the buffalo. This river is known today as the Big Blackfoot River. Captain Clark, off with his group, writes,
"We collected our horses, and after breakfast, I took my leave of Captain Lewis and the Indians, and at 8 o'clock set out with my men, Interpreter Charbonneau, and his wife and child with 50 horses. Captain William Clark, July 3, 1806.
Accompanying Clark were Sergeants Ordway and Pryor, and Bratton, Collins, Coulter, Cruzat, Gibson, Hall, Labiche, Lepage, Potts, Shannon, Shields, Weiser, Whitehouse, Willard, Windsor, York, Toussaint, and Jean-Baptiste Charbonneau, and the Indian woman Sacajawea. A total of 22 persons, including Clark. This party headed south down the present-day Bitterroot River, Clark's River, going from Missoula County to Ravalli County, Montana. Tomorrow, Independence Day.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Narration by Hal Hansen. Production assistance from Chad Reinhardt. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at YellowstonePublicRadio.org.